Ray Lucia will be here to give us the latest from the Jitters desk on Wall Street. You got to get perspective with this. If you just watch the national media in general, you're going to say, I'm staying home, pulling the covers over my head, putting the money in the mattress, that's it. That doesn't need to be it. In fact, we have our high anxiety theme ready at any moment just to kind of relax you. So, there it is. There's anxiety first. Mel?
High anxiety.
I feel better already, don't you?
Whenever you're near.
Comforting, cool, calming.
High anxiety.
Ironically, we mentioned that yesterday. We played a little bit on the show, and last night on NBC and on ABC, both newscasts led with high anxiety in the text behind them, in the graphic behind them. Shameless promotion, probably product placement, either by our show or Mel Brooks. Which brings us to the state of the media. One of the best stories in media in recent years was the success of a show called Touched by an Angel. Our friend Martha Williamson, the executive producer, fought to get that show on. The network kept going, well, I don't know, it's too nice. They talk about God. We probably shouldn't air that. What else have we got? Doesn't have enough car chases. Not enough death and destruction. And yet, the people, those pesky viewers, got together and for years made it a huge hit on CBS. Touched by an Angel. And it seems like it's been so long now. It hadn't really been that long, but a lot of people now kind of look at what's on television, and everybody's trying to compete for a piece of this and that and compete with edgier cable stuff. You kind of wonder how networks have gone from Touched by an Angel to, say, Swing Town. But even though I do like the 70s kind of thing on the show, the sleaze is certainly not the kind of thing you saw in Touched by an Angel. So things have changed in media, but there is still great news out there. In fact, our friend Martha Williamson joins us right here to tell us what she's up to. Well, welcome back. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, and this, I'm sure, will not rival my favorite interview. I always love to mention this. One time in the middle of all the fame and excitement of Touched by an Angel, you were on your cell phone in New York getting out of a cab, and the interview went on for, I don't know, 20 minutes, and in the middle of that, you were getting a table, talking to people, signing autographs, whatever. It went from venue to venue. You did not miss a beat. One of the great moments in broadcasting.
Well, you know what I was thinking was, every time we've started something new, we always start with you, Mark.
Have See?
You
noticed that? So we, well, that's right. We did have a little history there, didn't we?
Yeah, we do. We always start. We start in San Diego and work our way across the country.
And the more people say, "Oh, that's what you're doing," they say, "I like that. There's room for that. Let's do it." And like I mentioned, Touched by an Angel was never an easy sell for you with the network, was it?
No. You know, I think that the network originally had wanted to do something that was what you would expect, sort of cynical and angry and skeptical of God. And I said, how can you ask people to watch this who your core audience are going to be the very people you're about to offend?
Mm-hmm.
So, they came around. God bless them. And I have to say, you're right. It is. It's the same network, I think, that's doing Swing Town. But you know, it's funny because I think things are swinging back. When you talk about all the high anxiety and what's mm-hmm. going on with the economy right now, everywhere I go during this is what they call pitch month, where everybody's pitching new shows for next season, for the 2009 season. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
People are saying, we need to find things that are going to encourage people again. And I'm stunned but pleased. But I think people are really recognizing that we're headed into some times where people are going to need some encouragement and people need to be lifted up again and not put down.
Well, and that's an excellent point, and it's something that has been true through the ages, and ages such as they are in media cycles here. But, you get the mystified experts in Hollywood. The sign of sophistication is to be mystified by the obvious, and the obvious is, in fact, my wife and I went out to a movie. We went to see Get Smart a couple of weeks ago, and I was standing there in front of the Gazillionplex Theater, and I said, look at the fact that the successful movies are pretty much all PG-13s. They're not R. They're not NC-17, whatever. They're either PG or PG-13. And Hollywood still acts as if somehow that is different. But if you look back and do the research and find out where the big money has been, through the years, it's been the stuff that has broader appeal. It's not the real edgy stuff. It's not the, let's see if we can get in your face and make you miserable about life and just You
That's
know.
Exactly right.
So the same thing with television. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that what you do, the kind of thing you do, is over.
No, I sat in an office just 2 days ago with a couple of executives who make some television and that you would not, under any circumstances, rush to see if you were a family looking for something to watch with together. And they said to me, you know, we are now looking for shows that families can watch together because the only thing families seem to watch anymore together is American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I sat in a studio or a cinema on Sunday afternoon with my little girls and my husband and watched an entire theater full of people on the edge of their seat, literally, watching Kit Kittredge, American Girl,
yeah.
of all things.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was well done. And the other thing that I loved about it was that it was all about who would have thought when they were making that movie a year ago that a story about a little girl surviving the depression by selling eggs would capture anybody's attention or imagination, but they were all the same things were happening. People were losing their houses. People were losing their businesses. People were selling their cars.
Yeah.
All those things. And I think, you know, the circle is coming back around again, and we're getting ready for it.
Well, you can go to BeliefNet, BeliefNet.com, and look at that. There's all the links there, and you'll find A Touch of Encouragement, Inspiration and Stories from Martha Williamson, executive producer of Touched by an Angel. And right up there up front right now is the Recession Obsession. I've been talking about the cheerleaders for the recession. I think there's some people who just want us to be miserable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here you are saying, let's learn from people who have been inspired. And in fact, some of the best episodes of greatness have come from the pits of what seems to be just a hellacious time.
Well, that's true. I mean, that is one thing about America that nobody can argue with. I was in France 2 weeks ago, and somebody said to me, it was actually a taxi driver who was practicing his English, and he said, you know what I love about America? They're always so optimistic. And he struggled on the word optimistic, but I knew what he was trying to say. He said, they're optimistic, I think was what he said. But isn't that a great thing? And it's true. And I think with all the things that are going on, I have so many people who come up to me and say, we missed Touched by an Angel. We need to feel that way again. We need to be encouraged. And that's how we started atouchofencouragement.com. And it's as a matter of fact, Mark, you can also find it on marthawilliamson.com. But
yes.
We, one way or the other, through beliefnet.com or marthawilliamson.com, we have daily moments where we don't get political, we don't try to convince anybody of anything except the fact that God is still in on the throne there, and he's still in charge, and there's a moment of encouragement that says, listen, you're going to get through this, you're going to make it. I think it's so interesting that today you've been talking about the economy so much, and that our lead story this week has been about the recession obsession, and talking about my parents and all the stories they used to tell me, saying, you know, we only had one can of soup a day during the Depression, and we lived in the back of a furniture store, and I'd roll my eyes and say, yeah, but
yeah,
you know,
to school
they
with those
made
shoes.
It through.
That's
they
right.
survived.
Well, and it's all there. You got stories like Getting Through the Grief to the Parents of the Soldier, The Smallest Prayer, Miracle in a Mexican Restaurant, God
That's
on the Top of the Stairs. And I love this. People say, well, now you've come a long way, and they might say this sort of in a cynical way, that you're not on CBS with this. It's on the Internet, on touchofencouragement.com or MarthaWilliamson.com. And the fact is that, as any television exec will tell you, they're going crazy with how many eyeballs are going to the Internet.
Oh, my goodness.
Instead of the conventional TV. So you're right where the technology is going, and it's instant information and encouragement. So middle of the day when you're in the pits, you can go and check this, and there's Martha looking. And by the way, you look better than ever. What are you doing? Something's working for you, dear.
Well, you know, when I first met you and I first started Touched by an Angel, it was just me in my little apartment with a dog. And these days I'm happily married. I have two gorgeous children, and it's not such a bad thing to take a break from making television 24 hours, seven
yeah.
days a week. That's a hard job to do. And so I've taken some time off, and I have to say, you know, I did look pretty good in those things, but I think that
it's not like you were coming from some hideous point before, but I'm just saying you're it's working well for you. And when you got the motherhood thing working, and people may remember that you went across the pond, as they say, mm-hmm. to expand your family. And talk a little bit about that, because it's interesting with the Olympics coming up in China, the China connection.
That's right. We went to China twice, and in each time we adopted a beautiful little girl. And it has been just the absolute joy of our lives. We have, John and I have two little ones, 6 and 8 years old, and they have been such a blessing to not just to us, but to so many people, and such an encouragement. And I look around and see the people who themselves decided because of our experience. And you know, it changes the way, no matter how you have your children and how your family gets put together, once you are a parent, man, you do look at the world in a very, very different way. And that was one of the reasons that I said, you know, I'm not so sure that I want to, you know, make television or make entertainment the way I used to. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that I can do something on the internet, and I can do it on my terms and my time. I don't have an executive giving me notes, and I can tell stories and say things that I couldn't say on network television before.
Yeah,
well, and that's not to say I won't be back on network television either. But I think this is going to be a wonderful support to whatever else we decide to make.
Are you doing all this from your media empire at home on the West Coast or East Coast, or where are you?
We do it. We live in Los Angeles, and we have a little studio that we work out
of. And you
of.
Never call, you never write.
I saw you in Washington.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Sure, be a stickler about it. But sure.
Well, listen, I am so grateful that you have taken the time to take a look at all this, because I imagine that there are these people now who are getting it. As a matter of fact, I got a letter, I get a lot of comments, and one of the most amazing things are the people who post the comments. And I got a letter from somebody just the other day who said, I got up at 3:00 in the morning, I was worried about my life, I was worried about paying my bills, I didn't know where to turn, all I did was type in the word encouragement, and somehow I stumbled on your site, and it gave me encouragement. And you can't do that with a network television show unless you've been TiVoing it, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, well, you just need a little lift. That's right there, at a touch of encouragement.
It's real positive instant gratification. We're all looking for that. This is a way to get that. It's called A Touch of Encouragement from Martha Williamson. You can find it on atouchofencouragement.com or marthawilliamson.com, executive producer of Touched by an Angel. She knows television, and she knows how to do things that really matter. And it's a terrific site. In fact, I'm just thinking of all the people I need to send this link to later on today, because it's just great. It's kind of like video chicken soup for the soul, only better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's another thing that is really interesting about the potential of the internet. A lot of the stuff you see on video is a bunch of people just sort of holding a camera out at arm's length, and all you see is their nose. When people who've made television are making internet now and getting more and more into it, you're going to start seeing far better quality. And that's a very encouraging thing. I think people don't realize how quickly and how soon we're going to start using our computers as our television.
Yeah, great stuff, and it's good to connect with you. And again, atouchofencouragement.com is where you find Martha Williamson, or just Google her name; it'll come up on the massive web.
Thank you so much.
All right, best to the family.
Great to hear your voice. Take
All right,
care.
God bless. We'll talk to you. Bye bye.